we're just about done. Before we do head off for the weekend, we've got to jump into the text line. It's all thanks to sbsfence.com.au, portable toilet hire and fence hire in Sydney. Go to sbsfence.com.au. Before we get to that, 28-22, Buccaneers over the Eagles. So tick. First leg of the multi has been done there. We've actually got a caller on the line too, Michael, we'll get to. Jimmy, the homeless Dolphins? No, that's 874. If you're not going to put your name on it, I'm just going to give you your last three digits, all right? 874. Keith Miller, acting. Meryl Streep, duh, a pommy took my baby. Okay. Didn't make a whole heap of sense, but that's sort of like the whole program, really. East Coast Dolphins, cheers the Walrus. East Coast Dolphins. If they have to have a name, that's not bad, Walrus. If they have to have a name, then I'm going with the Moreton Bay Dolphins, which I think is what we had from Nick Livermore, said that that would probably be the one. 1300 01 1170. Let's get to the open line. Michael is there. G'day, Michael.
Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
I'm really well, mate. What do you got for us?
Mate, I said East Coast. I think that's the only logical one as well yesterday. Mate, I just wanted to say, a day that I remember well, I was at Randwick Races when Maccabee Deagle won her third Melbourne Cup.
Yes.
And I was right in front of the screen. Mate, I never saw so many people crying from joy, and just the race call as well, mate. It was absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
And, mate, talking about the shotties, I went for a wedding, for a cousin's wedding up in Darwin, mate. I ended up staying 9.5 years. And, mate, that's the truth, mate. I ended up playing soccer with a heap of cousins of mine, and we played in the Singapore League representing Darwin, or representing Australia, really. That's where our Perth Glory started.
Wow.
And, mate, shotguns, yeah, yeah. And shotties, mate, that was the norm before we went out. We'd have a couple and off you went.
Yeah, it was a bit of... So what year are we talking there, Michael?
Early 90s, mate, I'd say, yeah. 93. I came back on the January 14th, 2000, just before the Olympics. I came back home and I was glad to be home, mate, after all that jungle juice OP rum that we were drinking up there on a Saturday night after a game. I'll tell you, it was heavy duty.
Michael.
Jimmy, love the show, mate. Have a great one.
Hey, Michael, thank you. Very kind words. Can I reveal this to you exclusively?
Absolutely.
You don't have to drink it, mate.
Mate, it goes down so well in the heat, mate, I'll tell you.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough. Good on you, mate. Have a great weekend. There you go. That's a good one. Let's keep going with these text messages. How would the Sunny Dolphins go? It has links to the Sunshine Coast and the Sunshine State. Guymer Gorilla. Gorilla, that's not a bad one. I don't mind that one. Gorilla. Jimmy, so what is the fastest growing region in Brisbane? Nick Livermore says the Western Corridor out to Ipswich, while Terry Reader from the Dolphins says it's the Northern Corridor up to the Sunshine Coast. Does anyone know statistically which area is the fastest growing? I think most NRL supporters would like to know. Bulldog Bob. Well, Bulldog Bob, I went to the video, like Werner Wolf used to say, but I'm just looking at, this is a Queensland government-produced document, so we're going to say that it's accurate. The local government areas, the ranking in Australia, Brisbane has got the largest ranking LGA in Australia, 1.27 million people. And then Moreton Bay is third on that list, 480,000. Sunshine Coast, 340,000. So what's that? Over 800,000 there. Logan is in the middle of that with 340,000, then Ipswich with 229. But from a growth perspective, Ipswich marginally outstripped in 2019-20, 3.4% to the Sunshine Coast, 2.5%. I think what I haven't got here, so they're the actual figures. I'd like some estimated figures, some predicteds, and I think the Sunshine Coast. Either way, they're two big growth areas, and whatever suits your line of thought, right, is the one you're going to go with. Jim, there's got to be an investigation into the Dogs and Sonny Bill. He always had a notepad at training, first there and last to leave, and trained the house down. I don't know why there needs to be an investigation into that. That's what Roger Tuivasa-Sheck used to do at the Roosters. Shane, go away. North Storm expansion guru. Yeah, that was Shane who said that Perth or another Wellington side, another New Zealand side, should be into the National Rugby League. I don't know, Jimmy. I only call the Roarders the Roarders. We're talking about earlier about is any teams known as just one name. So thank you, Paul. Thoroughly enjoying yourself down there in Huskisson today. McHugh from Narrabeen says it's a Queensland team. They will call them the two-headed Dolphins. That's probably uncalled for. Don't think that's necessary. The redneck Dolphins or the inbred Dolphins. No, that's probably not necessary either. You know, we do have Queensland listeners. We should have given a shout out to everyone who's listening up there on SEN on the Gold Coast, 1620. Big cheerio to you guys. Well, let's put it this way. They were listening. I guess they're probably pretty happy, the fact that it's Redcliffe and not Brisbane, a little bit closer to the Gold Coast. JS, I'm now triple vaxxed as I'm immunosuppressed, but mainly to protect me from the selfish Muppets that think the world revolves around them. Peace. That's from JS. PS, in the future, you can move the Dolphins very, very hard to move the Redcliffe Dolphins. Whoa, I don't think you put aside in the competition with a view to moving them straight away. Certainly, I know that's a much more commonplace in American sports. Actually, I did see that the city of St. Louis have taken out legal action against the NFL Owners Association, the owner of the LA Rams, for taking the Rams from St. Louis to be heard in front of a St. Louis-based judge and a St. Louis jury. So I think we all already know the outcome to that one. Anyway, that's the way they're playing it over there in the US. That is the end of that segment there. Thanks to SBS Fence. For temporary fence and toilet hire, head to sbsfence.com.au. Sydney's number one. Remember, you send us a text message, we read it out. What we do now, we go to an ad break, we come back, we say goodbye.